are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate, Audiology Associates, and Vistacare. And joining me first up on this St. Patrick's Day is Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave.
All decked out in green today.
Absolutely. That little, 15% Irish that I am has to show up today.
Absolutely. Everybody today can be a little bit Irish.
Exactly.
That's the great thing.
Exactly. That's the fun thing.
So a few things to talk about. First up, you wanted to talk about Trails for Transplants.
Yeah. This is a new event for Fort Pierre. There have been some people who have contacted us, but it's an event that takes place in a lot of states, and it's a trail ride, and this would be horses, not wagons, trail ride to bring awareness and fundraise for transplant donors and their recipients. And so what we're looking for now is to find all of the transplant donors and recipients in the area that we can, so they can be part of this. And so I know of a few, but please call me at the office, 223-7690, and give me names of others that you know, because we don't want to leave anybody out. It's going to be a fun event, going to take place the end of May. There's about 3 days. Most of the activities will take place at the fairgrounds in Fort Pierre. So it'll be a fun event. You don't have to be a horse rider, but just come and meet people and have a good time.
Yeah, what a great and interesting way to celebrate. And like you said, even if you're not a horse person, you haven't been around them, a trail ride is so easy and simple. And, anyone can get on and enjoy.
Yeah, that's right. That's
very
right.
Nice.
So let me know if you know of anyone who would like to be involved.
And also coming up in May is the Energize Conference. That's going to be here real quick.
May is going to be a busy month in Fort Pierre. And this is the fourth annual Energize Conference. It is a conference that is put on by SDSU Extension. And it is only for small communities, those smaller than 5,000 in population. And Fort Pierre is honored to host the event this year. And the keynote speaker is a well-known person. He's a TV broadcaster and a radio and TV broadcaster, a farmer and rancher. And he's going to talk about rural town renewal. And so the thing that I like about this conference, and I've attended a couple of them, is that you can learn from other communities. You don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Right.
And we are all short of resources, and it's really neat to network and learn from others. And then we'll have great breakout sessions. The keynote speech is going to be worth the price of admission all in and of itself. But then there will be breakout sessions, about 16 breakout sessions. And they will all focus on four topics, and that is arts and culture in your community, funding for community projects, marketing for your community or organization, and the last one is new life for old buildings.
Uh-huh.
And so we'll have people who, and generally they are people from these small communities who are the speakers and who talk about their successes and talk about how they were able to make it happen. My husband and I went to Milbank last year for the conference and were asked to talk about how we made a community garden happen in Fort Pierre.
Okay.
And of course, my husband is the gardener. He's the one that makes the garden happen. But I did most of the fundraising and grant writing. And so that's how we did it in Fort Pierre. And so we're happy to pass along our tips for how we made how we did it.
And that's the great thing about the conference. You can talk about those types of projects that were successful, and other towns have other things that they've worked
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
That can help everyone. So that is a fantastic thing.
Exactly. Another topic that was at the last conference was the little town of Miller, and I'm always just in awe of Miller, how they have kept their main street so alive, and they've got some tips to tell too. So it's a good conference to attend.
Absolutely. So we look forward to that. And as we get close to April here, it's election time in Fort Pierre, and there's going to be a candidate forum.
There is on this coming Saturday at the Senior Center. The two chambers have gone together and are coordinating this forum together. And so this will be for the city candidates. The Ward 2 candidates, Scott Deal and Carl Rathbun, and then the mayoral candidates, Jim Hoffman and myself. So that's at 10 o'clock on Saturday at the Senior Center in Fort Pierre. And then I want to remind people that March 28th is the deadline for registering to vote. That's important. And it's also the time when the ballots will be printed. And so if you want to vote early, as soon as the ballots are printed, you can come to the courthouse and vote. Or people who are at home, people who are on vacation somewhere, can't get to the polls on April 12th. Now is the time to start your application to have a ballot sent to you, and the ballot won't be you send in the application, and that you can find that online. It's a statewide application. Complete that. Make a copy of a photo ID. Send those together, and then you'll get a ballot, and then you have to get the ballot back in by the 5 o'clock before the election.
All right. So, yeah, reach out if you need to do that and be ready for Election Day.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for stopping in, Mayor.
Absolutely.
Enjoy your St. Patrick's Day.
You too.
And we'll talk to you again next week.
We'll see you at the parade, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You bet. All thank
right.
you so much.
Thank
There's
you.
There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning on People in Your Neighborhood. And now we're going to talk to David Newharth from CHS River Plains and Corwin Jones from PARS. There's a fun fundraiser going on today, a delicious fundraiser, you know, because later on we're going to have our, you know, our heavy meal of corned beef and cabbage and potatoes and all that. So for lunchtime,
you can get a light lunch.
Absolutely.
Come right down to the elevator, and we're going to have a walking taco, and it'll be a drive-through event. You just come right up, and we'll be directed right through our drive plan. Everybody will just kind of form a line and go on through and stop down. And we're going to start at 11 and go till we run out. It'll be probably we have it from 11 to 2, but if we run out before then, you're out of luck.
Right, so you want to get there early and be able to grab your taco.
Yeah, and if you've got, you know, a group from work that want to pick up two or three, we can bag them up and have them ready for you.
Oh, fantastic. That's a great way to do it. And how much is this going to cost?
Okay, this is a free will donation, and it's also the food is also going to be, you'll have the opportunity to bring non-perishable canned goods.
Okay.
And bring them in, and those will be, we will take them down to PARS. And we have a gentleman here with us that wants to talk a little bit about the campaign that PARS has going. We've been fortunate to, CHS has been very supportive and working with PARS and done stuff, and so Corwin, if you want to.
Yeah, this is a good partnership. Good morning, Corwin.
Good morning. Yeah, the community has always stepped up for PARS. This is my fourth year as director, and both Davids here in the office with us this morning have been contributors. KGFX did a big fundraiser for us earlier this year as well, raised a lot of food to bring to our pantry. And the fundraiser that's going on today with CHS River Plains coincides with the Artist Townsend Challenge. That's a big food drive we have based on our founder, Artist Townsend. She had the first food pantry in town out of her house back in the early 70s. And PARS kind of grew from that with help from the ministerium and things like that. So every year between March and April, when our donations are a little bit down, we ask for a push of donations during that time for food and for monetary things. And we get the local banks to champion our cause as well. So we've got eight local financial institutions that are giving 1% of all of our donations during March and April back to PARS for our food pantry and for our backpack program that gives weekend meals to kids in the Pier 4 Pier grade schools.
Fantastic. Now, you know, if there are people out there who want to donate, you know, food items, are there specific things you really are in need of right now?
The major things, basically keep in mind what you would want in your own pantry at your house, but things like mac and cheese, things like hearty soups, like chunky soup, things that you can cook with, like cream of mushroom soup, tomato soup, anything along those lines, flour, sugar, are always appreciated. Smaller bags, because a lot of times those are easier to distribute than a large bag.
Right.
But our major thing is what we distribute. We do want to respect people that are coming in, and we really appreciate it when nothing has expired or has been opened. We want people getting the food that you would want to get.
Absolutely. That's an important thing to remember. So, you know, you can help out PARS that way. And, of course, through the walking taco feed today.
And this is with CHS. River Plains runs from the Nebraska line clear up into North Dakota and the unit we are today. And so there's other locations that are doing fundraisers for this, and this is going to Feeding South Dakota and to your local food pantry, which we've got PARS here that we're supporting here in Pier. So there are going to be other CHS locations doing this, and this is done CHS-wide. It's their Harvest for Hunger campaign, and it's been well received. With COVID and stuff, it kind of got backed off, and so we haven't had. But there also are farmers out there that, you know, they'll have a grain contract and they'll have a few bushels over the contract, and they donate that and they get tax deductible going towards the Feeding South Dakota and to PARS. So
fantastic.
There are several different ways that, and we've been very blessed in this community to have, you know, the merchants in the community have stepped up and they've helped us here with a lot of things that we're doing and supported the community, and it's been great. And another opportunity that we're going to have running through the month, we're selling raffle tickets. The employees down here in Pier have put a raffle together, and we're giving away $500, $300, and $200 Visa gift cards, and for 3 for $50 or $20 a ticket. So if you would like one of them anytime during the month, the drawing's going to be on the 1st of April. So won't be an April Fool's. We're going to get her done. So. And that will be announced. The winners will be announced. We'll get them announced over there who won those tickets. So
fantastic.
KGFX has been very good to us down here, and we work with them. And so we appreciate your support as well.
Absolutely. We appreciate what you're doing to help out the folks around the community. And this is one way that we can also help out with that. The walking taco feed starts at 11. Like we said, get there early so you can get it. You don't want to get to the end of the line and it's all gone.
Well, and the other thing, you know, people don't really realize is 1 in 6 people in South Dakota is food insecure.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a challenge out there. And so we're very fortunate to have Feeding South Dakota and PARS around, because they've been fortunate to be able to, for every dollar donated, they're able to provide 3 meals.
It's hard to imagine that, but yeah, it's possible.
It goes a long ways with these donations and everything going, and with the people's support, it's great to see that happen in this community.
It really is. So again, we encourage folks, come on out, enjoy the walking taco feed today. It's at the plant here in Pier, easy to get to, and you'll have a delicious lunch. And then you can go out to the parade later on.
If they're not sure where the elevator is, most people know where River City Transit is. Just turn at the corner there and just head down the street, and there'll be signs directing you through our dry plant, and we'll get you fed.
Sounds good. Well, thanks for stopping in, Dave and Corwin. Have a happy St. Patrick's Day, and we'll follow up with you later and see who those lucky winners are.
Thank you.
All right. There's Dave Newharth and Corwin Jones this morning talking about the Walking Taco Feed. That's to benefit PARS here in the Pier and Fort Pier area. There is your Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at Lee Real Estate, Audiology Associates, and VistaCare.